We're now on Shanahan Ridge, a short distance up from Lehigh Road. This trail eventually connects to the Mesa Trail and goes through vivid patches of wildflowers. Right now, the penstemon are the most spectacular I think I've ever seen them, probably because of all of our early rains. We're just surrounded by blues and orchids and pale lavenders. And we're also surrounded by a lot of the yellow arnica that look like little suns bursting out. We actually came up here looking for the coral root orchids. However, right now they're probably about a week late. So I think if you come up in about a week, you will probably find lots of the coral root orchids. They have no leaves and their pinkish yellowish stalks look almost like a mushroom.
Well, I love to come up into the ponderosa pine forest in June. Two of the reasons are the wonderful smells up here, that sort of vanilla-like smell that you get in the summer. We like to bring children up here and invite them to sniff the trees and say whether they smell like vanilla or strawberry or mocha almond. Each one has a distinctive odor. Another reason is to watch the Abert squirrels, those black tufted deer squirrels that live up here. I think they're the prettiest mammal in Colorado. And in late May, they go dashing through the trees in what are called mating bouts, where the males follow the females, trying to win the right to mate. As we get into June, they're building nests and raising young up in the tops of the trees. But the neat thing is the squirrels and that vanilla scent are very closely linked, and they tell the story of how this forest works. The squirrels eat the pine bark and the pine seeds. And as a defense against being overeaten, the ponderosas produce these chemicals called monoterpenes, which give off that vanilla aroma, and they're actually toxic to the squirrels. And so it keeps the squirrels from just completely killing off the larger trees. In fact, it seems like the larger trees have more monoterpenes. So the squirrels feed on the smaller trees, and doing that, they're sort of helping to thin out the forest. But it goes beyond that. The squirrels help the pines. These pines have mushrooms, which are called false truffles, which grow on their roots under the soil and help them to fix nitrogen. And without the false truffles, they would have a hard time growing in this environment. Well, the squirrels, when they don't have enough to eat, they dig up the mushrooms and put them in their mouths and go scurrying across the forest and spread spores throughout the forest. And in doing that, they help to spread the ponderosa pine forest and help it to grow. So without the pines, you wouldn't have the Abert squirrels. And without the Abert squirrels, this forest here would be greatly diminished.